Not many high schools can say they operate an award-winning recycling program for their county. Much less do you hear this from smaller schools in rural counties. But Wyoming East High School, a school of about 500 students in Wyoming County, has just that. As part of a new occasional series exploring outdoor learning, reporter Emily Allen spoke to the EPA-honored science teacher who helped make the effort possible.
What I want y'all to do, I don't want y'all to look in your textbook. I know that you're going to want to do that. This is a comfort thing.
That's Brittany Bauer, a teacher at Wyoming East. This is her starting her second period life sciences class.
Here you go. And then pass them out. I want you to try to fill it out by yourself, just what you know about what characteristics of life are. We've talked about viruses and why.
Bauer teaches environmental and biology courses from a science lab style classroom in the back of the school. She has a small zoo of class pets, including a tortoise and a lizard named Fuego. That sound of running water behind us is a fish tank. Bauer is also an advisor to the group's Friends of the Earth Club. Over the last couple of years, the group has received grants from Try This West Virginia, Pepsi, and the State Department of Environmental Protections to do local cleanups and operate its student and volunteer-run recycling program.
It's just environmental stewards doing anything that will help the environment and increase environmental education.
Friends of the Earth existed long before Bauer's time, but it kind of dissolved as students grew disinterested and teachers got busy. When students in Bauer revived the club in 2015, members' goals were largely influenced by what they learned in Bauer's AP Environmental Science class.
One of the students, who was really moved by learning about tragedy of the commons and how these public spaces, how we don't take care of them, but after that discussion, they started looking around at their environment and looking at the litter on the side of the roads.
The club eventually started accepting aluminum cans.
I think we said it was like 1,000 or 2,000 aluminum cans. Let's see what we did, what we can do. And they accomplished that in like 1 week.
Within a month, Friends of the Earth had moved on to collecting plastics.
And we were just doing it within the school. And then I think some of their parents and their family members, they said, we need this in our entire county. Can the school manage that for our entire county? And so the students decided, yeah, we can do this. And it just grew from there.
In Wyoming County, resources for recycling are scarce. The closest recycling center is the Raleigh County Solid Waste Authority. That's where the recycling that Friends of the Earth takes ends up.
If you live in Mullins and Oceana and Pineville, somebody comes and picks up your trash. But if you live in an unincorporated town, there's no one to come pick up your trash. So you're responsible for getting rid of it. So what do people do? They burn their trash. And there's some things you don't want to be burned. They may dump their trash somewhere. And if they don't have a vehicle, which a lot of our residents don't have vehicles, how are we expecting them to get rid of this trash?
Last school year, the group recycled more than 10,000 pounds of recyclable items. In April, students cleaned up litter from more than 26 miles of roadside. Most items, they noticed, were recyclable.
So I think recycling and kind of the movement that the students created is drawing awareness to how we should manage our waste more responsibly.
Most of the students who revived the club have graduated, Bauer says. One student's younger sister, now a 10th grader in one of her classes, says she looks forward to joining the club. Here's Amy Vest.
So a couple times over the summer and during school too, we did cleanups, litter cleanups, and we would go to like Maybin and like 7-Eleven. We would clean up like the roadside, and people would honk at us as we were going by, so we were doing a good job.
The difference Bauer students are making is local, but she also points out it has a global impact.
If we're littering or dumping illegally and it's just plastics, that ends up getting into our river. And we talk about with the students, like, where does it go from our river? Well, the guy in Dot connects to where? And they start talking about Huntington and the Ohio River, and then the Ohio River goes where? And so you can follow how the recyclables and the type 1-2 plastics get eventually into our ocean. So we take, like, I guess, the local lens and then apply it to a global level so that they can see how what we do here does affect our Earth. Because if everybody has that same mindset that we can just dump our trash, we all are contributing to what's happening in our oceans.
Friends of the Earth began meeting this week. They'll sort recyclables from their community on Tuesdays and Thursdays of every week. They accept types 1 and 2 plastics and aluminum cans. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.